From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, February 7th. Coming up, we'll learn more about Congressman Mike Bost and the challenge he faces in the March 19th primary. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Abortion providers and advocates say they're seeing more violence against their patients and workers. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The National Abortion Federation found that after Roe fell in 2022, stalking and burglaries at abortion clinics across the country skyrocketed from the previous year. Democratic lawmakers were joined by Planned Parenthood officials and clinic escorts today to discuss what they've been seeing on the ground. Carolyn Koppel is an escort in Springfield. She says she has seen protesters use all kinds of tactics, like blocking the clinic's driveway or calling out people walking in.
For example, you in the red sweatshirt, you in the, with your rainbow stickers on your bumper, whatever, they feel very personally identified and attacked in a very personal way.
Democratic lawmakers have talked about introducing an amendment this spring that would codify the right to seek an abortion in the state constitution. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Progressive lawmakers and activists are trying to make Illinois the eighth state to eliminate the sub-minimum wage for tipped workers. Alex Degman reports.
Lawmakers expect to introduce a measure this week that requires employers to pay tipped employees the full minimum wage. Right now, tipped workers make $8.40 an hour. State Senator Lakeisha Collins says this would help some of the state's most vulnerable people.
This industry is dominated by women. And if we want to truly invest in women, and we are truly for women, then you gotta pay them what the hell you owe them.
The Illinois Restaurant Association is opposed, saying those who rely on tips end up averaging $28 an hour, and this idea would force business owners to lay people off and raise costs. Chicago passed its own ordinance last year that phases out the tip minimum wage by 2028. I'm Alex Degman.
The American Red Cross continues to face an emergency blood shortage. Hospitals around the country are in urgent need of donations as the number of donors keeps declining. Recent winter weather conditions also led to the cancellation of numerous blood drives. Connie Esparza is with the American Red Cross. She encourages anyone eligible to find a drive and donate.
I think a very interesting fact is that in the United States, 62% of us are eligible to donate, but only 3 of us actually do. So we've got a long way to go, and we encourage everybody to roll up that sleeve and help save lives.
For more information on how to find blood drives, visit redcrossblood.org. Though it doesn't receive as much attention as what they are wearing, a model's hairstyle is just as important in creating a runway-worthy look for New York Fashion Week. IPM's Owen Henderson has more on a local stylist who's heading to one of fashion's biggest events.
Rod Sickler owns several salons in the Champaign area and serves as the president of the product supply company ID Hair North America. He'll also be a judge for this Fashion Week's Hair Couture competition. Though he's proud of the success that brought him to this point, Sickler still appreciates his Central Illinois roots.
I don't forget where I come from farming, from a small community in the Midwest, but also that doesn't intimidate me when it comes to a New York stage.
New York Fashion Week runs from February 9th through the 14th. I'm Owen Henderson.
Still to come, we'll learn more about Congressman Mike Bost and the challenge he faces in the March 19th primary. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Season 51 of Nova continues with new episodes throughout February. Episode 2 explores the mysterious origins of Easter Island. Next, Episode 3 takes viewers on a journey through 3 decades of engineering innovations that led to the rise of the Eiffel Tower. And Episode 4 tracks the revolutionary breakthrough that's unlocking the secrets of ancient DNA. Stream a new episode the first 3 Wednesdays in February with the PBS app. Visit your device's app store now to download the free PBS app.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. In far southern Illinois, a conservative congressman like incumbent Mike Bost would ordinarily be a shoo-in for re-election. But he faces a serious challenge in the March 19th primary from a fellow Republican who says Bost's voting record isn't good enough, even though Bost was in line with former President Donald Trump 94% of the time. Alex Degman reports.
In a campaign ad filmed on a dreary, foggy January 1st, Darren Bailey walks out the front door of his home carrying an AR-15 rifle.
A lot of people have been asking me if I'm going to comply with JB's illegal gun registry.
The point of the ad is for Bailey to protest Illinois' new assault weapons ban, which had just gone into effect that day.
Well, friends, here's your answer.
Bailey takes aim and shoots at a piece of paper tacked to a tree that said, "I will not comply." Bailey's challenging incumbent Mike Bost for his seat in Congress. Normally, established political parties like to avoid divisive primaries like this. So I went to Bailey's family farm to get a sense of why he's doing this.
Good to see you.
You as well. So where
Bailey says he's running because he's unhappy with the job that Bost has done.
I see failure. And then I begin to go around and just ask people, well, who is this Mike Bost? What's he done? And I never get an answer for that.
Bailey's known as a political firebrand. He made a name for himself in Springfield as a state representative and state senator, and won the Republican nomination for Illinois governor in what was an expensive and competitive primary. He even got Donald Trump's endorsement in that race, which may have helped him win the primary, but not in November. Bailey lost badly to Democrat J.B. Pritzker, which led here, Bailey running for a seat in Congress that's already held by a reliable conservative. Bailey says Bost is out of step with the party, though, saying Bost supports background checks and regulating bump stocks. Plus, Bailey says Bost has been ineffective.
Might have thrown some papers up in the air 10 years ago, or maybe last year, they don't know.
Bailey's referring to Bost's viral moment.
I feel like somebody trying to be released from Egypt. Let my people go! My God, they sent me here!
You can't hear it, but Bost throws a stack of paper in the air and tries to punch it out of exasperation. It was a rare moment of theatrics for Bost back when he was a lawmaker in Springfield, and he lost his temper with Democrats who controlled the legislative process. Now that he's in Washington, Bost says frustrations still boil over, but he's not being an obstructionist.
One thing's for sure, when you express a strong opinion, you've got to be willing to work to make the changes, not just to say, I've got a strong opinion.
Bost entered Congress in 2015. He says his main issues in Washington are ag, infrastructure, and veterans, and he's introduced 85 bills, five of which have become law. He calls himself a governing conservative.
Our real issue is to try to gain ground where we can gain ground and actually govern from the small majority that we have.
And while he doesn't use Bailey's name, Bost does take shots at his primary challenger.
Unfortunately, we have people that are more interested in being on social media to get likes on social media and also who work to get on a 24-hour news network.
In this deep red district, whoever wins the March 19th Republican primary is likely to win the November general election. But Bost is still fighting for political survival against his own party, with Trump potentially leading the ticket this year. So he's lined up endorsements from Congressman Jim Jordan and Ronnie Jackson, Donald Trump's former physician, along with groups of farmers, police officers, firefighters, and veterans. Bost has heavily outraised Bailey so far, 6-1, with Bost raising a little more than $1.8 million last year compared to Bailey's $311,000. Though Bailey has gotten a couple of major endorsements of his own from the far-right side of the party, Congresswoman Mary Miller of Illinois and Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida. One person who has not made an endorsement in this primary race, at least not yet, is Donald Trump. I'm Alex Degman.
And finally in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 53 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Owen Henderson, and Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.